Okay, good morning. My name is Adelia Huang. I'm a hearings officer, and this is case number 3170082. This is the appeal of MMG Medical Transportation.
Yes. How are you? I'm glad I have case number case today. Yeah, I'm going to share this about case and MMG Medical Transportation.
The time right now is about 9 o'clock. It is January 2nd, 2017, and this is the time scheduled for this hearing. Okay, and this part is I'm going to be talking to you, the interpreter. Can you tell me your name? Please spell your first and last name.
My name is Muse Aiden, M-U-S-E. What's the name? Last name is Aiden, A-D-E-N.
And what language will you be providing translation services?
Somali, S-O-M-A-L-I.
Okay, thank you very much for being here.
No problem.
So I need to just go over a couple of things with you. I'm going to place you under oath, and this oath just means that you're going to do your best to make a true and accurate interpretation of what is going on here today. So please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that you will make a true and impartial translation of these proceedings for the appellant?
Yes, I swear.
Thank you very much. And I need to confirm, can you please state your name for the record?
Mohammed Balari.
And spell your name?
M-O-H-A-M-U-D, last name Balari, B-E-L-E-D-I.
I'm sorry, a little bit slower?
Okay, M-O-H-A-M-U-D, last name B-E-L-E-D-I.
Balari?
Yeah.
Balari, okay. And Mr. Balari, do you understand Mr. Aiden very well?
Yeah.
Okay. So as the interpreter, you're going to be mainly the interpreter. You're not here to explain anything outside of what we're talking about. I can explain and answer any questions that Mr. Balari has. Could you turn off the phone, the sound to your phone, please? So if Mr. Balari is confused about something that is being said, he needs to ask me, not you, to explain.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense, yeah.
Okay. And for everybody, since there is an interpreter, we need to make sure to speak in short sentences and pause after 1 to 2 sentences. Okay, will the city's representative identify himself for the record?
My name is Timothy Moore, and I'm representing the City of Portland Bureau of Transportation.
And Mr. Aiden, since you're the interpreter, please just interpret everything to make sure that Mr. Balari, even if he might understand it, it's important that he gets everything translated since you're here.
Okay.
So would you like to translate what Mr. Moore just said?
Yes, definitely. Can I translate it? Okay, what is his name, Mom? Morgan?
Timothy Moore.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so before we get started, I want to let you know what my role is today, and my role is to be a neutral decision maker.
Okay.
I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation. I work through the auditor's office, and my job is to determine whether the city's decision was correct based upon laws and rules. I cannot decide whether their decision was fair or unfair because that's not my ability or that's not my authority to address.
Okay.
I simply have to look at whether or not their decision, the one that you're appealing, was made following the correct laws and rules. Okay. Whether or not it is fair or unfair is up to the people who make the rules. And my understanding, Mr. Belidi, is you're here to challenge their decision that they made on November 20th, 2017. So when either party testifies, I want you to focus on whether or not this document is valid or invalid according to the laws and rules. Just a few more administrative things that we have to go over before we get started.
Okay.
Did you, Mr. Belidi, receive any documents in the mail from Mr. Moore before today?
Okay, he just said like he just only got email that said like you get the sticker for the vehicle, but he didn't get any mail from the city.
Okay, and Mr. Moore, did you mail the documents that you submitted into the record to Mr. Belidi?
I did.
Okay, do you know when about you mailed it?
It was on the same day that I delivered them to this office, which I believe... I believe I have a photo of the stamped document, but it would have been prior to the deadline of the 20th. I believe it was on around the 15th. It was about a week.
I think we
prior.
Have a date stamp the 18th.
You say like, yeah, you say like he only got this letter for the, is it the right one?
So
he got the mail for this.
There was an evidence list that was mailed out on the 18th.
But it's not this one.
No, there is some additional information. I
only
brought copies of that I have, so I can provide those. And I would, when it comes time, I'd like to add some information about the evidence because I was reviewing the list here, and it appears that there's some issues with a couple of the items here. So I'd just like to strike them.
Okay, give you could just give Mr.
Yep.
Aiden some time to translate what he just said. So I think because it looks like we need to provide copies to Mr. Belidi about the evidence you submitted, can you tell me what you're proposing?
So items 10 through 13, it appears that there was a mix-up of some of the information here. So the objection regarding timely filing, the email from Keller to jojolin40@hotmail.com, the NEMT driver certification requirements, and violation letter dated 11/15 from Moore to AJ Medical Transportation. Those have no bearing on this case, and so I just wanted to bring that up. That is, like I said, it appears that there's been a mix-up in some of the information provided.
So I'll summarize for you, Mr. Aiden. Mr. Moore said that there seems to be a mix-up with some of the documents he had submitted for this hearing, and he's asking that they be removed or stricken from the record. And that's on this form that was here when you came in, Exhibit 10 through 13.
10 to 13, objection to current time filing. Then 13, violation letter. Date, 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 date Okay, and then date 12th July 2010. Then the driver certified requirement, you have civil penalties, and the penalty tables 2 pages. So.
Okay,
so far, like he's also has a question about these guys. And he said the date he got for the notice for the, you know, the sticker, then it was like the he paid for the sticker on the date on November 8th for the city. And November 17th, he got approval from this access to care.
Okay, so
and then
we're not at that point.
No, I know, okay. I understand. So the reason that I was reading this, I was reading this paper, this, and to him, and I said, like, this is the date. It said, like, objective regarding time, the filings. And also, I just read for him the date, they say like 12th and December 25th. I know what they just did to him.
So I think there's some confusion, and yeah. Mr. Bellitti is rightfully going yeah. to be confused, because what happened, it looks like, mm-hmm. is Mr. Moore gave us some documents, the exhibits 10 through 13, uh-huh. that talk about a different case.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, case can I call it? What my fellow? What I want to so good be for machine piece, Mr. Bear.
And so he's requested that these documents be removed from this file for today, since they talk about some, they're not relevant.
Okay.
Is that okay with you, Mr.
Yeah.
Bellitti?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to remove exhibits 10 through 13 from the record. We still haven't talked about the other exhibits. Now, Mr. Moore, did you, or Mr. Bellitti, do you wish to submit additional exhibits for today's hearing?
He already submitted everything so far. It's about from this side.
Okay.
So far, you don't right now anything to submit it.
Okay, and Mr. Moore?
I would like to include an email from Mr. Erich England here. I would also like to include the NEMT code for reference, so that we all have that available for us, so that non-emergency medical transportation piece of the city code that pertains to this issue. And the photographs from the day in question. So I have three items I would like to include.
Can you pass them over to have them look at them?
So then government will see Monday night.
November, I have got a word to
a number to a second.
Number to a second,
Okay, the
So, Mr. Bellitti, without looking at that too deeply, I can give you more time to look at them, but do you agree or disagree to having Mr. Moore put those into the record for this hearing?
And I record can also get them aggregate my
high.
So after the filing for the Barkada Adento High Okan. So now that I
don't go in.
Okay, he said he's agree with the forest, you know, the vehicles, that's his vehicles.
Okay, so what about the email? Is that okay for?
Email
he sent the email to.
Okay. And Mr. Moore, could you briefly explain maybe what caused the mix-up? I just need to figure out if there's good cause for the late filing.
So the date of this code hearing, there are two code hearings back-to-back. My assumption is that somewhere putting these items together, because I did submit the evidence for both cases on the same day, and my guess is that unfortunately a couple of the papers got mixed up, and so it was a mistake on my part.
Okay, thank you. Have you had enough time to explain, translate?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, hearing that, is it okay for the information to come into the record?
Yeah, what do you mean? I mean, explain me. Please say again.
After hearing what Mr. Moore said caused the issue, does that change your opinion about whether or not you agree or disagree to have the evidence
because
in front of you submitted?
Like this one, I'm going to my evidence. I think it's okay. It's okay. Okay, I'm going to say that. Proof okay that the new sticker, garage sticker, lana, lo wa wada qofna qofna a wada garage sticker lana. Now here, what do you call it?
Garage sticker lana. What do you call it? What do you call it? I'm a sticker lana. 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 I'm a
sticker lana. I'm a sticker lana. I'm a sticker lana. I'm a sticker lana. I'm a sticker lana. I'm a sticker lana. I'm a sticker lana. I'm a sticker lana. I'm a sticker lana. I'm a sticker lana. I'm a sticker lana. I'm a sticker lana. Ticket for about and
no sticker
the vehicle. This for all this is concerning about the vehicle is not authorized to drive. No, and then this vehicle they say like he submitted paper or to the access to care. They get a proof from the access care he can drive the vehicle.
So when you want to talk to me about the vehicle, I need to place you under oath and we will talk about that in just one moment. I just need to figure out what documents are we including in today's case.
Okay. He say like he's all this is correct because he got the these vehicles.
Oh, he doesn't need to tell me if it's correct or not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Later. I just need to figure out, do they look like they are associated with what's going on with your appeal?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is we're going to submit those into the record, and I need to make copies so that I can have some.
Okay. Do you want some?
Yes. Are those the copies you'd like to submit?
Those are, yes. And I don't know if you'd like to make copies of the additional documents that these gentlemen apparently haven't received yet so that they have everything. So the items that are already in the record, because they said they hadn't received that item of mail.
So, Mr. Bellitti, do you want to have the documents that I've excluded from the record for copies?
Not the ones you've excluded, the ones that are included. So,
okay.
Items 9, 14, and 15.
Got it. You're right. Okay. I will get those copied. So that you can have copies of everything that he submitted for this hearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I will give you some time to review it together.
Uh-huh.
And maybe about how much do you need? 10 minutes? 5 minutes? Start with 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Start with 5 minutes. If you need more time, we'll get that for you. But I want to make sure you have enough time to read the things that he is putting into the record.
Okay.
So we'll pause. Okay. So Mr. Bellitti has indicated he does not need any more time to review the city's information. So now that we've cleared that up, what I'm going to do is ask each side whether or not I can admit the documents that you have reviewed in addition to the other evidence listed on this exhibit sheet into the record.
Okay.
So the other evidence should be what you, Mr. Bellitti, submitted in addition to anything my office sent to you.
Okay, we have so that you have a dent as well to work the OMA. As well, I'll tell you that I'm going to go to the OMA. So, the affair is a hospital. That's what I'm going to say.
Do you agree or disagree to submit those exhibits and the city's documents that they reviewed?
Yes, or no? Yes, we agree.
Okay. Mr. Moore, do you agree or disagree to admit the documents that are listed on the exhibit list in addition to what you've submitted today?
I agree.
Okay. So I'm going to admit exhibits 1 through and including 9, 14, 15, and the new exhibits we have today, exhibits 16 through 24. Thank you. Okay, so Mr. Belidi, what I'm going to do at this point is we're going to formally start the hearing. Now, you can tell me that you'd like to present your case first, or you can tell me that you'd prefer to have the city go first.
It's okay, it's both same, whatever is, whether it's him or and the other one can be started.
Okay. In my experience, I think it makes most sense to have the city go first because they have the burden of proof to demonstrate they made a good decision. Uh-huh. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Is that okay with you, Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you wish to provide an opening statement or would you like to go ahead and waive that because you think your testimony speaks for itself?
I can waive that.
Okay. And Mr. Belidi, do you want to provide a opening summary or brief description of what you intend to testify to today? Or will I know where you're going with your testimony?
Like to provide anything, is information, is that what you want?
Yeah, an opening statement is usually just a brief summary saying, I'm going to tell you today the following X, Y, and Z, but usually it's only important in a longer case.
So what about if he's explained there, how it happened?
So what's going to happen after Mr. Moore testifies is Mr. Belidi can ask him questions about his testimony. And then after he's done, Mr. Belidi will tell me his side of the story.
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay, so Mr. Moore, just as a reminder, if you could make sure to just only limit it to one to two sentences and then give Mr. Aiden some time to translate, that'd be wonderful. So please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give shall be the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So on November 18 of this year, at approximately 7:40 a.m., the vehicle with plate number 103 GMX was observed operating non-emergency medical transportation in the city of Portland. At the time, this vehicle was not permitted to operate within the city of Portland by the city of Portland as a non-emergency medical transportation vehicle. We have in evidence photographs of the day of showing the vehicle in operation with markings showing it is in fact a MMG medical transportation vehicle. In addition, the request for appeal submitted by the appellant states that they had been approved on November 17th. They submitted in addition emails verifying that Access to Care, a private company who is a broker for the industry, did in fact approve that vehicle on the date that they claim.
And gariga waxaa ma askar hadalkeen adeer dhayn yaani il gariga in la soo approve gareeyo soo approve gareeyo qolada askar soo approve gareeyo bisha daba tan ka meena
ha
tan soo approve gareeyo tan okay.
As I stated, Access to Care is a brokerage firm for the non-emergency medical transportation industry and has no government authority to permit in local or state jurisdictions. I have submitted the email from Portland Bureau of Transportation staff member Erich England, dated November 22nd of this year, indicating that that vehicle had been properly vetted and passed the inspection process, and that the permits were in the mail.
Okay.
While this may have been a misunderstanding, the city maintains that it would be considered a first violation of City Code Section 16.40.750A.
Okay, I have a lot of city market and swam away. Understanding of that, I swam away. So, I'm sure doing it.
Anything further?
No.
Okay, Mr. Belidi, okay, do you have any questions for Mr. Moore about what he just testified to?
He has a question is like the representative say truth, everything is correct, and then he said,
can you actually speak closer to the microphone? You can move
like,
it towards you.
Yeah, he said everything is correct the way he said it.
Is that a question though? This is the question time.
Yeah, he's talking about the is a question. Yeah, it's a question about from Belidi. He say he paid for the sticker on November 8th. On November 17th, he got approved from Access to Care. And the 18th is the date he started work for the.
In all at the city, or I guess put in a Kushrain and Muddin, Hamaskal, Ada,
you know, there's a misunderstanding. He said that was, and he thought that when he paid then the city that and on November 18th and November 17th, he got approval from the Access to Care, so he thought he can drive and you know, to others to drive the vehicle, and that's what happened mistake. No,
so. That information is very important, but right now we are at the phase of where he can ask Mr. Moore questions. If he does not have any questions, then we will turn to him.
Oh, yeah. We don't have. So he say, can he ask question about Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to get
that. إنه بعد هندي قاري استيكر قاري أو استيكر كل لود الجيو. أبوش غينا أوفا كم كم قلنا مال هذا. So تاسع اللي بعثنا كان تدا. ما وحنا تكو حلو استمتع العتب بحنه إنه قاري كوش غين كرو.
Okay,
or
sticker
can
sticker
like
that.
Okay, so
okay, so Miss, you make sure you're speaking on the microphone. Don't speak to Mr. Moore. Okay. He can hear, but I need to make sure it's picked up on the recording.
Okay, yeah, I'm talking to Mr. Moore. He said, like, the day he paid the money to the city and the date he got from Access to Care approval from the November 17th, he got approval email from the Access to Care. Say that you can, you know, you get approved and the vehicle passed the inspection, everything. So he drive without, because he was waiting for the sticker by the mail, but and he drive without sticker. And that's why he got for the violation for the notice.
So is that a question for Mr. Moore?
Yeah, that's what I asked. No, he's just telling them what happened.
Okay, we can't. Yeah. He can't tell me yet. Just one moment.
Okay,
after.
So
I need to give you the opportunity to ask him questions. But if you have no questions, we will go to your side of the story.
Okay.
Let me make sure I don't have any questions for Mr. Moore. Just one moment. Mr. Moore, do you have any inkling or idea where or why the brokerage firm would have told Mr. Aiden that the vehicle was approved? And please translate my question.
I'm not terribly familiar with Access to Care's permitting process. I can tell you that they're a statewide brokerage. I believe they also broker rides out of Washington as well. So they operate in multiple states in many jurisdictions. Their responsibility is not to verify that each vehicle is permitted or licensed in every jurisdiction that they offer their services. So it's a private company with that their permitting process would not necessarily include information regarding local or state permits.
When a vehicle is certified to operate as a non-emergency medical transport, does the Bureau of Transportation notify the brokerage firm in this case, or just the individual company?
We would notify the company that they've been approved by the city, and there's very little communication regarding vehicles with Access to Care. In the past, we've notified Access to Care that a certain company or a certain vehicle was not permitted, and there's no action taken on their side, no apparent action, I should say. So.
Okay, I don't have any other questions, so I am going to turn to Mr. Bellitti. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Please tell me what you would like to me to know about why you believe this decision, November 20th, is incorrect or invalid.
What is about November 20? Is it for it? Is it November?
This is the date of this letter that you are appealing.
Okay, we're going to 20, okay. And then, what else are we going to ask him?
What's that?
What are you asking him like before?
Please tell me what you want me to know.
Okay,
maha ishe karta kutra na ishe karta. Ha ku shakraun. Ani waha
ishe
mika laqta bhiyo. Gari ana ku shakay karo.
Okay. He say he can tell you any small things that say when he paid the money and he got Access Care approval, he thought he can drive the vehicles. So that's all he can tell us, right? So and he, that's what he thought, you know, he can drive the vehicle that is other thing. And he was waiting for the mail by stickers, you know, and he wasn't know that he can wait for the sticker. He wasn't know that he can drive without a sticker, you know.
He did not, you did not know that you could not drive without a sticker?
Well, he thought like if they got proof from the Access Care and the city, he paid the money, he thought he can drive the vehicles. But, I mean, he never heard this thing before.
Okay, so my question is, did you know that you could not drive the vehicle, that non-emergency medical transport, without a current sticker?
You say like without a sticker, or
right.
He can drive it? No, He said like he already know about if he get a proof from the city or what else, and the Access Care, he can drive the vehicle. That's what he thought, he knows.
Even if you did not have a current sticker, you could drive.
Sticker
sticker
sticker لكن استكرار ده ميركو سوغيس او سوغيس او عتا بحسي
انه
كان اقول لك استكران غير مال ويكر
he say like he knows that without a sticker you cannot drive and then if you have a sticker you can drive it because you have a proof of the sticker and that when he come here and he paid everything and he got a proof from the access care he thought he can drive the vehicle because he got approval from by the email
from the Siri
from the access care and the
Siri على email كان قصد رد
and the Siri told him like he's gonna wait for the mail by the sticker
who from the city told you that
When he paid the Siri the money for the sticker, they say like just wait for 2 weeks.
He waited
for 2 weeks, also.
November 18, 10 days.
It's like he waited for 10 days from the November 8 to November 18.
For the sticker?
Yeah, he was waiting for that long.
And was. Did you drive during that period?
No, he wasn't driving. The first day he drove was like on 18th of November, and he got approved the email that from Access Care say that your vehicle is now you can drive. You know, service to drive.
Okay.
And he thought he can drive if he got from the Access Care, so it's misunderstanding. The first day he got you know the penalties was like. The first day he started.
So, Mr. Belidi, you told me that you knew that you could not drive without that current sticker. And then you told me you thought you could drive once you got that email from Access to Care.
waxaan helay from agoda marka stickerku waxaan sugeen in la marsaba inaan ku helo laakiin stickerka loo tabska inaan ku wado ma rabin aniga
sidaan ma stickerkan magaas afadiga sidetoon maanta abilaad aan lagu qabtay
ma tabaa la qabtay
okay yeah so he still have a question to say about and the same thing I was telling you like he got a bro paid for the if he paid for the sticker and he thought he can drive you know because he's waiting for the mail you know and he waited for like 10 days And then another email came from Access Care saying that you can drive the vehicle because it's approved from their side. And that's what happened when he's drive the first day on November 18.
Okay.
And that's the first day he got like citation, you know. Ticket closes, isn't it?
That's
the same day he got it. Before that, he didn't drive.
Is there anything else you want to tell me?
No, you have no other questions.
Okay. Mr. Moore, do you have any questions for Mr. Belidi?
No.
Okay. Mr. Belidi, when the city told you to wait for 2 weeks, did they tell you you could not drive until you got the sticker?
No, they didn't tell him. They say he didn't. Okay. Nobody tell him why he cannot drive.
What exactly did they tell you?
كله ستة وعاد يعني ستة وحماسي سوي دين بعدين ستة جا هاد كارد واحد وكيس إيوه ريب بده دبكلم أركن so أنا سمك ويدي توعد توي سبعين هاد بعكر ويدين يعني
they said like they didn't tell anything they just tell him like and wait for 2 weeks that long to get a sticker and he didn't ask any other questions and this is the first time he got problem you know he never had any of these things before
okay I don't have any other questions. Is there anything else that either of you would like to tell me today?
No question.
I just have a couple questions for these gentlemen.
Okay.
Do you have any other vehicles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I'm sorry, what was the answer?
Yes, he said like he has other vehicles.
Okay. And you've permitted those vehicles with the City of Portland.
Yes.
And you received in the mail the permits before.
Yes.
Yes.
For other vehicles.
Yeah, other vehicles.
Okay. So you are familiar with the process. You've done it before.
Yes.
Okay. So, and then as a clarification to Ms. Wong, when drivers come into the customer service center to, or companies rather, come into the customer service center to apply for a vehicle, the city code states that the Bureau has up to 30 days. Generally speaking, we try to tell drivers, and we try to get vehicles and drivers permitted within a couple weeks because it's their livelihood. So we'll often tell drivers or company representatives, these take about 2 weeks. If the question's ever asked, can I drive, can I start driving now, I've paid my money, the answer is no. So I would also just like to clarify that the city code is public record, and the responsibility of anyone operating to be familiar with, and the city code states.
Wait, so this is a very long statement. Let's, can we pause?
Sure. But the city code states that vehicles operating as private for hire transportation vehicles, and in this case, non-emergency medical transportation vehicles, must be permitted prior to being used for this type of service, and there's little ambiguity there. So that's all I have to say.
Mr. Belidi, is there anything else that you'd like to respond to in reference to what Mr. Moore just testified about?
No.
Okay. I want to have a little bit more time to make a decision, so I'm not going to do it right now. I'm going to issue an order and send it in the mail to both sides in a few weeks.
Okay, law asbuucyal ka dibaan isoo diraa dadka ka magaar kari waana u fadhiisto aan tidaa oo fikiro mar waxaada gaanka soo gaaray markaas postal isoo diraa.
If either side, either the city or Mr. Belidi, disagrees with my decision, either side can appeal my decision to Multnomah County Court.
Haday labadeena keen walba u diraa waxaada u diraa dadkayga dadidan marka maxkamad baa loo gudbiyaa markaas haday waxaada ku diraan asagana waxaada loo diraa dowladda waxaada loo diraa marka warqada go'aanka soo gaaraan waxay tiraa hadii la diido dadkaas u diido waxa way marka go'aanka dad diidan waxay tiraa waxa way maxkamad loo kulmi karnaa.
In the meantime, the decision of the city that you're appealing is still not in effect yet.
Okay, wali hada inta hada warqada hada case gana ku jirno wali la hada iyo warqada la cadee wali ma la soo gelin wali still wali wax go'aan laga ma gaarin.
So you can pay it if you want, but it's not considered overdue yet because this proceeding is postponing that.
Ha wali shaqada way socotaa muqta wali go'aan aad waa bixin kartaa daarta lacagta laakiin waxa ku tire wali still go'aan laga ma gaarin waxa ku bixin wayna sugto ha sugto wax shul shal waa qeyr shar baa wali madaw bas ka sugto haa go'aan kullu madamaan.
And it will be postponed until I make my decision.
Oh, how does so the money make us all go and get so garto? I shall go so the movie carta. I have a rent of go and get a parent. Okay.
Any questions?
So I love it.
Okay. Well, I'm closing the hearing. Thank you very much to both of you for being here.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.